Can you maintain a relationship after cancer diagnosis? It's a scary thought that somebody you love might leave you because you have got cancer. I've thought of it myself, and it's a terrifying thought. And my guest is Juliana Paradisi. She's a staff oncology nurse in ambulatory clinic in Portland, Oregon. So, Juliana, have you seen this happen? Have you seen relationships break up when somebody gets sick?
Oh, I have actually experienced it, Melanie. I am myself a breast cancer survivor. I'm 13 years out. And at the time of my own diagnosis, I was a single mother. I was dating. And my relationship at that time ended abruptly due to a cancer diagnosis. Yeah, so I've been there.
Wow. And the anger that must build up if somebody is not strong enough to stick by you at that time. That time that you need somebody the most. So what do you say to other cancer patients, survivors, going through this to maintain their relationships and let that person that's helping them know things may change, but I'm still me?
Well, that's absolutely correct. You are still me. And if anything, you may become more you through a cancer diagnosis as you develop your own strength and your inner resolve. That being said, when you are going through treatment, that has to become your number one priority. And you may find that some relationships are going to fall through the wayside. Granted, that's much easier said when it's a dating relationship that hasn't, you know, developed into something more committed, as opposed to maybe a marriage that is having problems with the diagnosis. But that being said, for me, what I ended up resorting to was focusing on the relationships that were working in my life. I couldn't work with someone that was more afraid of what was going on, and I wasn't sure their commitment level during my treatment. And quite frankly, I ended it at that point. It's kind of a cute little story. I had inklings it wasn't working when the person was out of town during my biopsy and was unavailable to help with rides and that type of thing. And when I finally called him and said, you know, gosh, it's cancer, I'm going to have chemo, I'm going to lose my hair, his remark was, well, think about all the shampoo and conditioner you're going to say.
See, but that's so what you want to hear.
That's what the first words out of his mouth were. And so I turned around and I just said, well, think of how much money you're going to save now that you don't have a girlfriend. I hung up. And, you know, I didn't have time to waste there.
Yeah, I kind of see, and maybe I shouldn't, but I kind of see where he was coming from in just that trying to make light of it. And I understand other people's discomfort because I just recently went through some breast things myself, and people get very uncomfortable. They're not sure what to say to you. They're not sure if making a joke is the right way to go or if they're supposed to look solemn and sad and serious. And, you know, you kind of want to ease their mind. Let's talk about children, Juliana.
Yes.
Do you communicate to your children what you're going through? Do you tell them right at the off the bat, or do you wait till you've got the diagnosis and you know what you're going to be going through and then you tell them?
You know, I think that's going to vary from family to family and mother to mother. I was a single mother during that time, and my daughter was a late-age teenager. And so she kind of knew from the get-go what was going on. And I have to admit, I was terrified. I was completely terrified of the whole process, despite being a nurse. And perhaps because of being a nurse, I'm not sure. But for her, because she was such an older teenager, I was keeping her aware of what was going on piece by piece. I would advise, though, kids can tell when something's going on. And even if you have small children, if your anxiety is such that it's causing a disruption in your relationship with them, if you're unable to concentrate, you're dealing with your own anxiety, you can't be the person you normally are for them, I think that's the time to tell them what's going on. I think knowing the truth is a lot less frightening for children than wondering what's going on or than making up in their minds what might be happening.
Well, that's true because their imaginations can really run away with them. Now, what about the financial concerns? Because in relationships, finances are a big drain and a cause of fights anyway, Juliana. So now you've got these medical bills and they start to pile up, and that's going to cause even more fights. How do you see couples dealing with that financial strain as well as the health scare?
That is a big concern. And, you know, not everybody going through it is a couple. And I was afraid myself of losing my home. I had a mortgage to pay and a single income, and I wasn't sure. The first thing I would advise you is to be sure, talk to your nurses for one thing, and your doctor. There are a lot of resources out there, and probably oncology nurses are some of your best resources for what kind of financial help is out and available. I blog for the ONC, the online nursing community, and we have social service workers on that site that are a wealth of information of what's available. So your first step would be go to your employer if you have healthcare benefits and utilize absolutely everything that's available to you. I was shocked to find that I was able to get some money just by showing up for work. If I put in 4 hours, I was given another four to make an 8 hour, and that was due to some of the family leave acts that are out there. Disability insurance, it's time to access that if you're covered for that with your insurance. If not, many people now are finding themselves uninsured, or we'd like to say unfunded patients. And I think people would be surprised the caliber of people that are unfunded these days. A lot of them are self-employed or creatives that just simply don't have their own health care. Hospitals will work with you, and cancer centers will work with you. But the caveat to that is you have to fill out the documentation they request. And if you don't do it in a timely manner, it can at times delay treatment. So it's imperative to find out from the hospital, tell them up front, you know, what your financial situation is. They'll hook you up with a social service worker, and then, you know, fill out the paperwork and make sure you meet those deadlines. Produce the documents. It's really hard when you're stressed out about a cancer diagnosis to sit down and crunch numbers and fill out forms. But it's imperative that you do that to get timely help to the full extent that you need. Some cancer organizations, American Cancer Society, is a good resource to find out what financial resource might be available. And another organization is cancercare.org.
Well, and these are great suggestions, because people don't realize there are organizations out there that can help you get that funding, get a little bit of extra funding, but you do have to be vigilant. You have to be vigilant about your paperwork. And yes, you're sort of freaking out about the diagnosis, but talk to your hospital. They will work with you. Go to some of these organizations. Try, and if you have to, Juliana, is it okay to enlist the help of friends to get you making calls, help you with the paperwork?
Yes. You know, a lot of times the social worker will help you. A lot of cancer centers now have nurse navigators, particularly they're popular for breast cancer, colon cancer, and lung cancer patients, and they're almost specialized in that. And many cancer centers have a nurse navigator that you can contact. The American Cancer Society also has nurse navigators that can help you if you fall out of those diagnostic categories. And they can help you with filling out the forms. You know, some people, they're so ill and they just can't put it all together. And if their chemo has already started, say, in the hospital prior to going again as an outpatient infusion, they may need some help.
And everybody needs a little help. Nurses. And I think that that's the main message, is everybody needs a little help, and you can strengthen your relationship sometimes to a point better than it was before the diagnosis. But that's, you know, that's in everybody's separate relationship. So, you know, stick with the people that you love, know who's out there for you, and get the help that you need if you do need it. You can listen anytime on demand, on the go, at RadioMD.com. There's more great show coming up. Stay tuned.